Okay, I am free in every area of my life. Daily, I find myself focused on the outer world. Obligations to attend to, schedules to maintain, goals to fulfill. Doing so may cause me to feel anxious or torn between what I have to do versus what I want to do. In these moments, I make a conscious choice to surrender my life, my agenda, to spirit within. As I do, I experience freedom of spirit and inner peace that flows within me, freeing me from worry or concern at that moment. The more I surrender myself into the divine, the more peaceful my life becomes. As I develop a more mindful focus, one attuned to God in every moment, I am free in every area of my life. I feel blessed and empowered, ready to meet each day. It was He who created humankind in the beginning, and He left them in the power of their own free choice. Sirach 15:14. Okay. Let's remain seated while we sing Surely the Presence in the front of your hymn book.
I am loved. Shopping, so I encourage my family to buy me shirts.
Good idea.
Four sisters, they all like to shop.
No reason not to get a hug from everybody today. All right, let's say our opening statement together. It's located inside your program. We did that already. Never mind. We did the welcoming song. Page 2. Announcements. Any announcements? Next Sunday is our annual meeting where we will vote in new board members if necessary. Bring any concerns or changes you'd like to have us address.
We'll, there'll be an email going out tonight with the agenda, some bullet points. If you have any ideas before we actually have the meeting, please do email me. Also, the 27th of January, we are having a shower for
Mrs. Merker.
Okay.
Yes, for Mike, Karen, and the new one.
Boy,
now we know. Okay.
Did you pick a name?
Yeah, we have one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oops, thank you. Okay.
I have one more note too.
Yes, John.
Catch my breath real quick. You know, Penny and I visited Donna Taylor yesterday.
Oh, good job.
And I want to encourage everybody to go and visit Donna Taylor. Okay, she's bedridden, can't get up and can't come to church or anything, but she misses us and would like to see people. I used to be a hospice volunteer, so I know it can be tough going and visiting people when they're in a hospice situation, but it's a delight to go visit Donna. She's still sharp, has a wonderful memory. She told us history stories about her family and the town and the church, and showed us her artwork and her books and all kinds of things that she's working on, and she even sang a song to us at one point when we were there. So I encourage everybody, if you get a chance, call Linda Bond. Her number's in the Unity directory. And go and pay her a visit, okay? It's really a wonderful experience. At least it was for me. So I hope if you go, you have a wonderful time. Tom's been over there. He probably knows.
And it's not too far away. It's just the other side of the bridge on Pearl Street.
Oh.
So, yeah.
The people trying to lift in?
Huh?
Were they trying to lift in?
So it's time for our unity statement.
Things are going downstairs too.
It's also in your program. We'll say it together. We believe in our oneness with all life
and the power of love. We teach universal principles and values as taught by Jesus and others, revealing the one God presence. We practice prayer, meditation, and service to be conscious of our oneness in God.
And our song of joy, which is a joyful song.
You know, it's got a mixture of things, but the joyful part is the chorus, and I'd like to invite you to join me in singing the chorus, True Colors.
You can stand for this one.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Tomorrow, be ready.
Thank you.
Tuberculosis, among other things, and she was very sick, and the doctors said, there's no hope, nothing we can do for you anymore. So she decided to envision her body as being well, and it took a little bit of time, but she eventually got well, and cured. And it's this very thing is that where our church, the idea, or it's kind of the catalyst how our church got started. Anyhow, I thought I'd read a few things about how they thought about things, and there's a lot of different things that I could talk about, but I just picked one out at random here. It isn't that our prayers do anything magical. We simply hold you in the truth consciousness and help you to remember and to place your faith in God, the omnipresent good, and to use your faculties in laying hold of you of and using this good. The moment you sense a need and then ask for a blessing, you should have faith that God is responding and that the good will come forth. The daily repetition of prayer is not necessary to reach God, but rather to hold your own minds and hearts steady until the thing you require is more real to you than the appearance to the contrary. It is your own constructive use of the power of the mind which lays hold of and molds the qualities of the being to meet your individual demands, which determines your success, your satisfaction, and your freedom from all worry and anxiety. Just some of the thoughts that they had. Another story, this is one of Unity's most loved stories. The Fillmores were faced with foreclosure. It was during the Depression, I think it was 1889 there was a Depression there. And Mr. Fillmore did not do well during this, and they were going to come and repossess his items for non-payment of debt. And when the sheriff came there, Mr. Fillmore reportedly told the sheriff, "Well, I have a rich father, and he will take care of all of my debts." And the sheriff says, "Well, we better give you some more time." But anyhow, indeed, Charles and Myrtle Fillmore both knew the truth of the statement, and the Father, meaning God, provided for their needs. So, I want to close with something that gives me great comfort, and I hope it gives you great comfort too. This is a saying that's posted on Rosemary's shelf in her bedroom, and every time she goes out of the room, she has to see this, or she has a chance to see this. And I hope you get as much comfort as I do from it. Good morning. This is your loving creator. I'll be handling all of your problems today. I will not need your help, so have a miraculous day.
All right.
Came from Carolyn. Do you remember Carolyn?
Michael's going to lead us in the meditation song. Remain seated.
This is on your lyrics if you want to look and sing along.
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
pleasure to introduce our speaker, Deerica, lover, Deerica.
Good morning, Unity family and friends.
Yay!
Happy New Year! Yay. It's 2019. I'm so happy to be here with you this morning. And most importantly, I am happy to be walking in the light. I'm going to get my PowerPoint. So I'm really excited about the word that I want to share and talk about this morning with y'all. And so can you guys say, what's the word?
What's the word?
The word is deliverance. Can you all say the word?
Deliverance.
I was really excited when I started getting inspiration about this word, deliverance. And so I want to go through the origin and the meaning of the word with you, and then talk about how we can apply it to our spiritual and positive living. Deliverance. So I have a few definitions. I like to do some of the dictionary and then also Strong Concordance, because deliverance is a spiritual theme, very consistent in the Bible. So the word is origin Latin, and it means the D prefix on deliverance means to cut away. And then the liver, root word of deliverance, is Latin also, and it was before New English deliver, it was actually libere, which means to liberate. And so you'll see that liberate really consistent in the rest of the meaning of this word. There can be deliverance of a child, deliverance of a pizza, deliverance of evil. We pray that in our prayer, deliver us from evil, deliver us from error, deliverance of a person. In older ancient governments, you would hear rulers say things like, I want the king delivered in my hand by dawn. So, you know, deliverance of a person. So let's really look and see what this word is all about. So having that root of libere in the word, which means to liberate, also the action of being set free is the dictionary definition. In the Strong's Concordance, when this word is used in scripture, delivered, I've been delivered, it means to snatch away, to have release, to send forth, to let go, to rescue, and my favorite, surely escape. Surely escape. And then lastly, preserve is in the meaning of deliverance, and I'll talk more about that. So with sending forth and with going out to experience release, there's also at the other side of release, there is an arrival. That happy person that gets the pizza. There is an arrival attached in this as well. So arrival, destiny, predestination is also in the meaning of deliverance. Okay? So what we see consistent in this definition of that word, deliverance, is departure, some form of departure, release, separation, transition, going or coming. Escape, as it said in one of the definitions. So this word, deliverance, is a central idea a foundational idea, actually, in all of the religions. The renewing of the mind, the cleansing of the soul, the cultivation of the one God presence to transform life and thinking, departure and escape from corruption and carnality, deliverance, the growing and manifesting of spiritual consciousness. In the Our Father prayer, when we pray or we recite, deliver us from evil, if we apply some of these definitions in there, what we're really saying is preserve us from evil. So part of that definition, liberate us from evil. Provide a sure escape from evil. And that's a really beautiful thing. It's a really benefit that we get to experience from the power of God, to, for him to be able to provide deliverance in some of our states and conditions. I found that as a principle, as I was studying in this word, there's no state of mind, there's no condition, human condition, that we cannot be delivered from. I think Buddha had a quote about deliverance. It was, there's a path to which humans can experience complete deliverance from suffering. But there's no state, and I want to just reaffirm that, and I hope that it stays with you. There's no state of mind, there's no human condition, no matter how long the condition has existed, that we cannot experience this bountiful liberation, deliverance. Sometimes, in our spiritual walk, in our positive living, we encounter situations that I want to kind of elaborate on. Things like trauma or bad relationships or debt. These severe things to where if we were to depart physically, there will still be a mental or spiritual attachment to. These are areas where deliverance is necessary, because that deliverance covers the releasing, the preserving while you're transitioning. And so it's important to remember that when you are in a situation or you know someone who has experienced a situation, strongholds, trauma, like I was saying, things that more so have a hold of the person rather than the person having the hold of it, deliverance, liberation, sure escape is necessary. And we, as spiritual believers, can cultivate and access this. And one of the first steps to accessing this powerful divine deliverance is to know what it is, to know what deliverance is, to know what it means. Some of the beautiful stories in the Bible, the children of Israel, were a big example of God's deliverance. And one of the things I enjoyed when I was studying this is how you can kind of see the mind of the Creator when he expresses deliverance for those who he loves. He doesn't give up on us. No matter how many times you fall into a pit or a hole or a situation or a trap or snare, whatever, he goes like that definite in that definition of deliverance. He sends forth. He goes and provides that sure escape. And so it's beautiful to kind of see the mind of the Creator, where you will think, or someone you love may think, that they're not worthy of getting up, or, you know, I'm probably just going to do it again, so I should just give up on myself. But he thinks that you can have sure escape, that you can still experience liberation, and there's no limit of his liberation. So good stuff. want to talk about a little bit about the preserve element here in this definition. I thought that it was one of the only words that didn't kind of echo liberation. The rest of them sending forth and release and surely escaping, okay, you could really see liberation, but preserve was in the definition of deliver. And I just want to kind of acknowledge that, because if you think about a mother or a woman giving birth, what would happen if the at the deliverance of the child, she dies, she loses her life? What would happen if, you know, the pizza guy, he delivers your pizza, but, you know, it's wet from the rain and there's no preserve of your food? I give those examples to acknowledge this beautiful characteristic of God and his deliverance, is to where he thinks a lot about that. Not only saving you and rescuing you and liberating you, as in those is in that definition, but also when he brings you out, having a plan that he wants you to come out with something, so he preserves those things, like it talks about that snatch away in that deliverance definition. And so if you get snatched away or delivered from addiction or those strong things that we sometimes get caught up in, he preserves, there's an element of preserving in his deliverance, to where you don't come out with nothing. You come out with something and you're still able to move forward. And you and your loved ones, no matter, again, no matter the state of mind, no matter the human condition, you can experience this deliverance, and not only experience this miraculous deliverance, but you can come out with substance. There's a bit of, you know, fear sometimes when we do, sometimes we pray for deliverance or we want deliverance for someone, but the reality of that deliverance, there's a bit of challenge there, because now that I'm delivered, I'm in this place where, you know, things are unfamiliar. I'm not where I am used to being. And so understand and remember that because there was a preserve, you can still always move forward. So I just have this scripture that I want to share with you before I do something really cool that I came up with. This scripture I found, it's a really common one, but it really echoes this great, you know, idea of deliverance. And so I just want to read it to you. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, things present or things to come, height nor depth, or any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God. Profound deliverance. Profound deliverance. Okay, so you will find on your pew somewhere a piece of paper, and there's extras for Tom and Govern up here where no one's sitting. And I want to do, as we go into our meditation time, I want to do a chant. It's also a proclamation and a declaration of deliverance over us. So it's going to be in the form of a very simple liturgical dance. And as I do this very simple liturgical dance, please, if you will, focus our group collective energy on those areas of your life that needs deliverance, or the area of a loved one or friend that may need deliverance. If you read on the paper, it's coded, so you will be able to see the actual words that I'm declaring on the paper, because it's coded. So see if you can read it.
Thank you, Erica. Great. Another temporary morning offering. There are two containers. The silver one is for supporting our church, and the copper one is for outreach programs. Our offering prayer is located inside your program. Let's say it together as we hold our offering in our hands. Divine love, through me, blesses and multiplies all that I give.
All that I receive.
Morning offering.
What is the rest of it?
Thank you.
Beloved Mother, Father, God, we ask for the highest and greatest good for our brothers and sisters and endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing all is in divine order. Amen. Let's all say the prayer of protection together. You'll find it on the back of the program or here on the wall. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Circle. We're right in the center here for this song. Thank you, everybody, for coming today, and thanks for Vern for being our leader, Jerry for being our leader, and Michael for being our music, and you all for being here. Thank you, Erica, for being
here.
Right here. Step right on up here. Small crowd today.
Small steps, Steve.
Let there be peace on earth.